Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. We're going to be talking about the left behind study, what the Bible says about being left behind. But let's open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to study your word here in the coffee shop and to learn from it. We thank you so much. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. We're going to open up in Psalms chapter 8, where it says, O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the sea. O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Well, you can see how great God's name is in all the earth, from all the mighty things he has done, speaking of in Psalms 8. In the Left Behind study, we're going to be looking at these issues this morning. Left Behind, making sure you are saved by Christ. A taste of hell found in Luke 16, titled The Rich Man and Lazarus. World events today, the rapture of Christ's church, the wrath of God after the rapture of the church, and how to get saved by Jesus Christ. You know, we should all be looking up for the rapture of the church. The time is very close, and you do not want to be left behind. Just imagine a world with no children, the Holy Spirit removed, and sin running rampant. It'd be a horrible place to live. If you're left behind and come to know Jesus during that time, you're going to have to be killed a violent death or have your head cut off. That's how horrible it's going to be. Now is the time to repent before him. But let me tell you now how to come to Jesus before you die in the 11th hour. No one knows when your life will be over on this earth. Only Christ Jesus knows that. Do not die without him. In Romans 10:9, it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Also in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's all believe in him and live forever. How great this will be someday. Well, what is God looking for in us? God is looking for that personal relationship with him. From the very beginning, God had a relationship with Adam and Eve that found them walking in the garden in the cool of the day. God created man for the enjoyment of a relationship that involved companionship, intimacy, joint decision-making, mutual delight. If you do not have a personal relationship with him, you are not saved and you will not go to heaven someday. You will spend all eternity in hell. You don't want to be there. Not all people in churches will go to heaven. You see, standing in a garage does not make you any more a car than sitting in church makes you a Christian. Just because your dad was a deacon or pastor, that doesn't just give you a free road to heaven. It is a personal thing between you and Jesus. Just being good is not enough. You cannot earn your way there. Only by the blood of Christ Jesus can this be done. We are saved by grace and not by works, if anyone should boast, is what the scriptures tells us. Now let's look at the rich man and Lazarus in the Bible. It's found in Luke chapter 16, verse 19 through 31. And I call this a taste of hell. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid up at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores, and so it was the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And being in torment in Hades, he lifted up his eye and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great fixed gulf, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that they may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. But Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. And you can see that is so true. If they won't believe Moses and the prophets, they're not going to believe somebody coming back from the dead. Well, let's look at world events today. Look at the world, what a mess it is. Wars, rumors of wars, killings, severe weather, all kinds of signs in heaven, like the blood moons and etc. Even prophecy has been fulfilled for the rapture of the church. Every prophecy. Are you ready? Are you ready for Jesus to rapture out of here? We're going to look at two places. One is we're going to read in 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18. And we're also going to be reading in 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18 says, But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words. Now let's read next 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. You know, it's an amazing thing being raptured out of here when Christ comes. Boy, it's going to be a great time. And it's going to happen so fast that we won't even realize what happened till we get there. To be with our Lord. It is so very important that we share Christ Jesus to as many people as we can. The rapture of the church will not take place until that last Gentile comes in. It might be that very person you share Jesus with might be that last Gentile. None of us know that. The path to salvation is narrow and the road to destruction is wide. That is why many people will choose a wide path and be lost forever in total torment. speaking of the seven bowls in chapter 16, Revelation. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. So the first went out and poured out his bowl on the earth, and a fallen loathsome sore came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Then the second angel poured out his bowl in the sea, and it became blood as of the dead men, and every living creature in the sea died. The third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters saying, you are righteous, O Lord, the one who is and who was and who is to be, because you have judged these things, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for it is their just due. And I heard another in the temple saying, even so, God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and power was given to them to scorch men with fire, and men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God who has power over these plagues, and they did not repent and give him glory. The fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues because of the pain. They blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and did not repent of their deeds. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on a great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up so that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. And they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked. They see his shame. And they gathered them together to a place called, in Hebrew, Armageddon. Then the seventh angel poured out his bow into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were noises and thunderings and lightnings. And there was a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake that has not occurred since men were on the earth. Now the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. The great Babylon was numbered before God to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone weighing about a talent. Men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, since the plague was exceedingly great. You know, we just look at the great tribulation period and how horrible it's going to be. You know, we're going to be in heaven with Jesus during that 7-year period. You know, it's 7-year period of hell down out here on earth called the Feast of the Lamb. We'll be in total enjoyment with Christ, and we will be able to eat unbelievable, wonderful, awesome things during that time. I mean, the food is going to be greater than you can ever imagine. And the greatest thing is we'll be with Christ and see his great love for us during that 7-year tribulation period. But woe to the rest of the people on the earth who do not accept him and do not love him. It's going to be total torment for them. You know, in the truck stop ministry, I usually ask this question, and I'll go ahead and repeat it again. Because I am just as guilty of this as any of you are. Have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever hated anyone? Well, in God's eyes, you are a thief, a liar, and a murderer. In a court of law, you would be found guilty of these crimes. But there's great news for us all. Jesus died for us in our place. All we have to do is repent of our sins before him, the way he died on the cross. He rose from the dead, and ask him to forgive us of our sins and we're saved. It's that simple. Well, I'd like to close here and just say thank you, Father. Most of all, thank you for your son, Jesus, who died for us in our place, allowing the Holy Spirit to move amongst us as we study your word. Thank you for your word this day. And be with all of our members here in the coffee shop and bless them over the next week. Just be with them. Bless them and love them, Father. We thank you again, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.